Planned Parenthood just celebrated its 40th anniversary of promoting sexual health education across the province. Yet the organization is plagued with financial problems. Nikki Baldwin is Planned Parenthood Executive Director, joins me live in studio. Good morning, Nikki.
Morning.
How serious are the funding issues?
We're not about to close the doors, but we're definitely having funding issues with our outreach and education part. So we can keep our core stuff going, but anything extra is just falling behind.
So what type of services are in jeopardy if the funding woes continue?
So we like to get out in the community. We go to schools and do outreach and education, and that's really what's at jeopardy right now.
What kind of shortfall are we talking about dollars-wise?
Between $15,000 and $30,000.
Ironically, here we are, Sexual and Reproductive Health Week, and you know the outreach would be key. So insofar as being unable to maybe do as much as you'd like, what are the key messages?
So the key message across Canada this week is sexual health at all ages. And for us, we're really focusing on education of youth. So we're trying to get in people's myths about sex and dispel some of those and let people know what their kids actually do think about sex.
And what is some of the sexual myths that you hear?
We hear things as ridiculous as using emergency contraceptive as contraceptive, that people can use two condoms at once, or that only dirty people get STIs.
Yeah, and we've seen a spike in some numbers. There was a big story just, I guess, yesterday about syphilis. What should people know about STIs? I find it remarkable. We've been talking about it for decades, and still we see an increase in numbers.
I think that it really needs to be an attitude change, that STIs aren't for dirty people, that they're often symptomless. People don't know they're giving them to you. And it should be something as simple as getting checked for like a cold or getting your teeth checked.
It's remarkable. We talk about our overall health, but yet people will leave this on the sideline. They'll address every other potential health ailment that comes their way, but not STIs.
Yeah. And yeah, again, it's like your teeth. So like you would check it. You go to a dentist to see if you have cavities, even though you brush every day. Even though you use condoms every time you have sex, you would still need to check on your sexual health.
So what's involved here? People are concerned with their privacy. You know, they don't want to be seen in a clinic having that type of test for a variety of reasons, stigma associated. What's involved in getting a test? Where do you go? And what sort of privacy is attached to it?
So you can see your family doctor if you feel comfortable. Most people don't. So you can come to Planned Parenthood. We're at 203 Mary Meeting Road. And it's a really quick appointment. Usually people are in and out of our building in 10, 15 minutes. You get a requisition for blood work and you pee in a cup. That's all.
Amazingly, sexual education is controversial. We've seen some provinces really dial it back and go back to the way they taught it in the 80s or something. How are we doing in this province?
It's okay. We have good mandates in place, but it's falling on the teachers to teach it. And some of them aren't educated themselves in this arena because it's something that's just wasn't taught to them when they were younger. And it's really hard for kids to hear sexual health stuff from their teachers. So
how do we change that? Because that's, once again, an attitude thing. If you feel uncomfortable in delivering it, then the people hearing the curriculum being delivered will be also uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think the teachers need to either be bringing in sexual health experts like Planned Parenthood or just getting really comfortable with it themselves if it's possible.
Why do you think we hear so much about, someone will say, well, I don't want my child indoctrinated with some liberal, left-leaning sexual conversations. And that especially is heightened when we talk about trans or gay or lesbian relations. How do we address that to make people understand that just because you talk about it doesn't mean they're going to go do it?
Yeah, it's just like anything else. Learning about sex will only keep you safe. It won't make you want to go out and start having it all over town. It's the same thing. Learning about anything is not going to just encourage you to change your behavior. It'll just keep you safe.
Let's get back to the funding before we run out of time. You rely on the government, I imagine, for some funding, but how about other sources?
Yeah, so we apply for grants and fundraising for most of the things. So we rely a lot on funders. So people donating things. We have fundraisers. We're having a banquet on May 11th that we're selling tickets to soon. And other than that, it's just me applying for grants all day, every day.
Oh, I saw a story a couple of years ago. It just pops in my mind that an anonymous donor made a big donation of some 30,000 condoms or something like that. Is cash king, though? Is cash the way to go if someone's concerned with Planned Parenthood and the work you do?
Yeah, cash really is king because we can buy things for cheaper than people can buy them themselves.
You're doing good work, Nikki, and let's hope that all of the programs and services you have in place continue to get out in the community. Good to see you this morning.
Thanks. Good to see you.
Nikki Baldwin, she's the executive director at Planned Parenthood.